Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from listener Susie.
Hi, Dr. Chris and the Naked Scientists. This is Susie Jones. I teach astrophotography. With the shutter speed, we can slow that right down so that we are collecting information and recording it into a single image for 10 or 15 or 30 seconds or even longer with deep sky astrophotography. I would love to know what the equivalent of our human eye is. What is the shutter speed of our eye? Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You've asked a very interesting question there, Susie. As you'll know, astrophotographers like you make use of slower shutter speeds, literally the time it takes for the shutter of the camera to close across the lens, because it allows more light to reach the camera's sensor when taking pictures of the dark sky. Otherwise, the stars you're interested in wouldn't show up in the photographs. But photographers seeking to capture rapid actions, on the other hand, opt for faster shutter speeds. Otherwise, the light from the moving object would smear across the camera sensor, or back in the day, the film, blurring the image. But while they have some similarities to a camera, the lens and cornea focus light to a point on a light-sensitive detector at the back, the retina, and the pupil is the aperture that opens and closes to admit more or less light, eyes work differently. For a start, the retina itself is not equally light-sensitive across its surface. At the centre, it detects colours and picks out images with exquisitely high resolution, but it needs a lot of light to do it, and movement tends to be detected more slowly. Towards the edges, though, where it sees mainly in black and white and with lower acuity, movement is picked up and processed extremely rapidly. That's why we tend to catch sight of things out of the corners of our eyes. The brain, which receives the signals from the retina as a barrage of nerve impulses firing down our optic nerves, also differs in how it responds to the different sorts of signals. Movement information is relayed via a faster system, so a tennis player can get their racket in front of an incoming ball faster than they can actually consciously see the ball arriving. Other information, though, like faces, objects, and words, take longer to be processed and assembled into a picture of the world that can be presented to our consciousness. This happens up to a third of a second after our eyes actually saw the scene our brains are now telling us about. Most scientists agree that the eyes are sensitive to things changing at a rate of up to about 75 frames per second. But because the rest of the visual system is much slower than this, we generally don't notice, which is why videos playing on YouTube at 30 frames a second look largely smooth to us. So the eye doesn't really have a shutter speed, so to speak. But the fastest movement or change you might be able to spot would be in that ballpark of about 1/75th of a second. Thanks for the interesting question, Susie. Remember to have your say on this one and all of our other questions on the forum. Log on to nakedscientists.com/forum. Next time, we'll be answering this question.
Hello, Naked Scientist. This is Carl from Sweden. Greetings. For my question, I do not listen or get any pleasure from music. My music library is zero and nothing. Is there a cure for specific musical anhedonia? Very interesting to hear the answer to this. Hope you're all well. Thanks for that.
And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until then, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening. And goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Herzlich willkommen zum Curvy Bestie Club Podcast. Wir sind Tanja, Jules und Verena und hier dreht sich alles um Empowerment, Selbstakzeptanz und Selbstbewusstsein.
Egal welche Kleidergröße du trägst, wir feiern dich genauso wie du bist. Bei uns geht es darum, deine wahre Stärke zu finden und dich verstanden zu fühlen.
Zusammen stehen wir für Vielfalt und unterstützen uns gegenseitig. Sei dabei und lass uns gemeinsam eine gute Zeit haben im Curvy Bestie Club.